a bit more cohesion in the second half when the players, maybe unfamiliar with each other, got to know each other a bit better, and a few substitutions made a difference as well.
First half, just we weren't at the races, you know, and we were probably lucky to be only 6 points down at half time. But we got ourselves, I suppose, reset, re-stabilised. But I suppose the different big thing was the work rate and application of the players in the second half was remarkably different from it was in the first half. You know, we just weren't getting hands on in the first half.
That first half, the damage could have been much greater. Donegal, they missed maybe half a dozen goal chances.
They missed certainly two or three, you know, that they should have had, you know, and just. Bit of last ditch defending and a bit fortuitous in some of them, but anyway, that's what it was. We got ourselves regrouped at half time, got ourselves back into the game, and you know, then probably didn't push on whenever we got ourselves back into the game. So suppose we worked hard to get back and just probably disappointed not to push on, you know.
Yeah, the second half ran there, so the fact that Donegal had got the benefit of the game behind them already, you guys, you know, are thrones. First half performance wasn't great, but at least they got the bad diesel out, so to speak.
Well, I hope it was the bad diesel out, but I don't know what it was, but just we weren't at the races. Donegal just overpowered us in the first half. They were runners from everywhere. They were breaking lines, breaking tackles at their will, and just put us under immense pressure. We just really struggled. But as I said, thankfully in the second half we got ourselves regrouped and we got that bit of pressure on a bit quicker out the field and give our defence a chance, you know. So and once they're given a chance, they did cope reasonably well.
Yeah, and I suppose the number of guys who made debuts today, you know, both as starters and as subs, that's a really positive thing in terms of their performance as well as the experience they got.
It was good to see, and you know, by and large they all come in there and acquitted themselves very well. You know, we couldn't fault them for endeavour and effort, and you know, there's some great performances from new lads. So we'll take that away and we'll build on it, and for Wednesday against Armagh.
All things considered, you know, as many positives as negatives, I suppose we've got to really dwell on the positive.
We do have the real point. We have to dwell on the positives, of course. And there were some good points, but we just can't overlook the negatives in the first half. We have to take a bit of learning from them and see what we can do to address that sort of thing, because to give teams, you know, 35 man head start on you, you're not going to go far.
Yeah, and the quality of Donegal side, they had a lot of very, very experienced players out there, and that certainly made a difference, because in the first half they looked very, very sharp, very, very focused.
Oh, they definitely were. Donegal are a good team, you know, and we were well aware of that, and we've seen the team coming at us, and you know, phenomenal, and they were a good result in Wednesday night against Armagh. So we're under no illusions of the task that was in front of us, but we just took too long to settle today, and it was half time really before we got to grips with the game. And but as I said, done well to turn it around and get back into the game, and just disappointing they probably let us slip again at the end up.
Yeah, and the goal was a very, very well worked goal. Good movement by Sean O'Donnell down the wing, showed great composure, a player who had a good club championship of the club season in 2023, and hopefully he'll be bringing that type of finishing, that type of creativity into the county squad this year.
Oh, definitely. Like, we had seen Sean in the panel last year and came on a lot of matches, and we know the value that he adds, and the club season has been remarkable. The year has been phenomenal in the club season. It got better as the year went on, so, and we can see glimpses of that coming into ours, and we look forward to seeing more of it.
Looking ahead to Friday, to Wednesday night to Armagh, in Armagh, I mean, historically it's always been a good battle. It's a good, tough games,
ideal
preparation in terms of the league,
not
that far away.
No, definitely, it's the sort of thing you want to get as many competitive games as possible, and we have our man Wednesday night, so we have to regroup, get the bodies recovered and get ready to go Wednesday night, and hopefully start from where we left off at.
Tell me this, young Gray, what happened? There was someone coming off there during the warm-up, and it looked as if there was a finger issue.
Aye, suspect broken finger in the warm-up, so he's way to hospital to get looked at, so we'll see how he goes, and hopefully we'll get him back on track quickly again. So like Sean is an R man that had a great club season, and would like to see him in the throne jersey as well.
Brian, as always, thanks for the
interview. Brian, are you possibly being a wee bit overcritical when you consider that you'd only four or five regulars starting that game? It was only to be expected that the first half would be, you know, be a wee bit of misunderstandings, lack of cohesion, until the players maybe just got to know each other a wee bit better.
Well, maybe they didn't probably think of that. We expected, probably maybe we were expecting too much. But these boys, we've seen them in training and they're well capable, and they showed in the second half what they can do. And maybe they didn't need that bit of time together under pressure to cope. Maybe that's what it was. It's hard to tell, but No, we know what these boys are capable of. That's why they're in the panel in the second half. They showed what they're capable of and went out and delivered it. Just probably the first half, I don't think anyone would say. A lot of them had come in and knew there was a lot more left in them.
It's only a couple of weeks to face Roscommon in the league. Have you problems with injuries, boys maybe not making it back in time for that game?
Well, we've a lot of injuries coming out of the club season, and so we're working through a lot of boys coming back. Hopefully we'll see a lot of boys back on the field of training over the next week or two. So it's just a work in progress with everybody. We have what we have. That's our team today. That's our panel of fit players that we have that are training for us. The best panel we could put out today. So we'll reevaluate that every day before we go out, and hopefully we get more and more of our players back and make it more competitive as we go along.
Anybody in particular that's struggling to get there for the Roscommon game, would you say?
Oh, well, I suppose we haven't looked that far ahead yet. We'll probably know better in the next couple of weeks where everybody is. In the next probably 10 days, we'll know who's in contention for that game. There is men that in all likelihood won't be in contention for starting anyway. They're a bit further back on the rehab, but they're all progressing well, and we're hoping to see them during the National League, most of them.
Brian, can I just get a quarter to you on Niall Sloughton retiring? Obviously he was a great serve in the Tyrone football and a great lad as well. He played a big part in the All-Ireland success 2 years ago.
Niall has been pivotal to Tyrone football over the last 10 years or more, and as you said, he has been a great servant, and it's disappointing to see him go. But at the same time,
he was mulling it over
for a long time, which it's not an easy decision to make, but he had to make a decision for himself. All I can say is we're glad to have had him. Wish we still had him, probably, to be in all honesty. He has been a great lad to work with as a person, as a footballer, everything. He adds a lot of value to our team. You can see in 2021, the year he had.
He was very diligent that year because he wasn't really starting initially.
He didn't start and he came on and he got his place. The head down, worked harder and worked his way back into the team. Once he got the chance, he took it. And he never looked back from there. And we all know the season he had. He got one of Ireland, he got an All-Star, and then he won a county championship with Tramore. And I suppose we just wish him the best with his club season for the next few years, and I can't speak highly enough of him.
I suppose he was a bit like yourself, a kind of energetic half forward as well, able to take a point or two, wasn't he? I said the button everything,
The thing about it was, I had him as under 21, and the thing about it was the real honest effort you get from him every day he goes out, and that's the big thing with Niall Sloughton. He just pure honesty of effort every day, training no matter what, he just gives everything he has. Great lad to work with, great attitude, great person to have around a group. You can't speak highly enough of him that way, and he will be a loss, but there's other boys there. I have to just step up to that mantle.